And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of September, 2015. It was on this day in 1886, Geronimo, the last major Indian warrior, surrendered after 30 years of fighting in Arizona, where the Apaches had been defeated by American troops. Their chief, Cochise, was dead. Government put them onto a reservation, but Geronimo organized a group of warriors to fight one last war of resistance. He fought for 5 years, and many military historians believe he was one of the greatest guerrilla warfare strategists in history. Started out with a group of about 700 men, women, and children. In the last 5 months of the campaign, led a band of only 37 warriors, pursued by 5,000 U.S. soldiers for 5 months without being captured. But finally, Geronimo surrendered, 1886, on this day, in a place called Skeleton Canyon. He was allowed to travel around the country, though he was a prisoner of war, made his living selling buttons off his jacket and autographed photographs of himself, and appeared at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904. It's the birthday of the novelist Mary Renault, 1905, born Forest Gate, England, best known for her novels of ancient Greece. She worked as a nurse during World War I, fell in love with another nurse, Julie Millard. The two of them had a lifelong relationship. Her first novel, Purposes of Love, was about a young nurse's love affairs. It was her only book about heterosexual love. She turned her attention to history, traveling in Greece, teaching herself its history and customs. Novels The King Must Die and its sequel The Bull from the Sea, about the myth of Theseus. When President Kennedy was asked who his favorite author was, he replied, Mary Renault. And it's the birthday of the novelist Richard Wright, born Roxy, Mississippi, author of Native Son and Black Boy. Richard Wright dropped out of school in the 9th grade to help support his family. Black kids weren't allowed to take out library books in the 20s, but he found a way to. Moved to New York City, published a collection of stories, Uncle Tom's Children, which won him a Guggenheim Fellowship so that he could keep working on the novel that became Native Son. It was an instant sensation when it came out in 1940. Sold 250,000 copies in its first 3 weeks. Richard Wright, who said, "All literature is protest. You can't name a single novel that isn't protest." Here's a poem for today by T.S. Eliot, Aunt Helen. Miss Helen Slingsby was my maiden aunt and lived in a small house near a fashionable square, cared for by servants to the number of 4. Now when she died, there was silence in heaven and silence at her end of the street. The shutters were drawn and the undertaker wiped his feet. He was aware that this sort of thing had occurred before. The dogs were handsomely provided for, but shortly afterwards the parrot died too. The Dresden clock continued ticking on the mantelpiece, and the footman sat upon the dining table, holding the second housemaid on his knees, who had always been so careful while her mistress lived. Aunt Helen, a poem by T.S. Eliot from Prufrock and Other Observations, published by Faber and Faber, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering the weekly poetry podcast, Poetry Off the Shelf, featuring contemporary American poets, readings, reviews, and more. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/poetrypodcast. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.